Wow. Who is that guy? Evan Williams. Maker of fine whiskey and men's suits.
See.
Holy smokes. Anyway, I'm Fester. I'm Fester, and you are a dick.
My name's Richard. Okay?
Yeah. Anyway.
Should I call you Boyle? Should I call you Boyle?
Hey.
We have to go to interview, senor.
Anyway.
My last name will not be said on this radio station. I'm sorry. Okay, I gotta admit
Listen.
It now. My name is Fester Boyle. I've always just gone by Fester, and let's just leave it that way. Anyway,
whatever.
Thanks for calling in, Dick. Appreciate it.
And
we'll be talking down
there,
on Thursday or Saturday. We never really did it.
We got to go to other interviews in here.
All right, take it easy, man. Okay, you know what? We just played that spot from Evan Williams, and while it was going on, an amazing coincidence happened. Evan Williams happened to walk into the studio, and here he is.
Just sit down right there.
Juan, tell this guy where to go here.
He's right here, senor.
Jesus.
This guy is cool.
You're not going to throw up, are you, senor?
Now, if I recall,
Fester?
Very short time ago. Who is this?
Fester, how are you? Evan Williams, Fester. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Now, I was under the impression you were black, sir, on your...
Well, I am black, Fester. I'm a quarter black and a quarter Cherokee.
Okay,
that's
well.
Black and Cherokee.
Yeah, come to think of it, looking at you, your lips are kind of okay. Yeah, all right. I can understand that.
I'm in the Negroid race, somewhat.
All right. You're kind of like a hybrid if we were talking about plants or something
hybrid,
like that.
Hybrid, yeah, like one of them newfangled bicycle type things you see the kids riding around these days.
You're kind of like the nectarine of suit and whiskey peddlers. Yeah.
Tangerine.
Yeah, whatever. All right, well, let's talk about your business there.
Well, nice to see you, first of all, Fester.
Be
on the air again.
Yeah.
I'm on the air a lot. I'm back down in Nelson County, Bardstown, Kentucky, there where we make this. The original granddaddy of the whiskey was founded out there. You know that back in, 1783.
Yeah.
1783, it happened just right about the time of the Indian, that war with the American. You know what I'm talking about, that war there?
Yeah, I do.
1812, I think it was.
Senor.
Right, the War of 1812. What was that? Tchaikovsky, yeah, the Russian dude, yeah. Anyway, the whiskey.
We called him back then. Tchaik, I think.
The Tchaikmeister. Excuse the...
Tchaik, not Tchaikmeister, Tchaik.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Evan
Williams.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to talk about your whiskey. I just had a shot of that stuff.
Fine whiskey, don't you think there, boy?
It's fine whiskey.
Fine.
Now...
It's one of the best bourbon brewed in Montana, have you know.
Is there any kind of legal action?
Not even brewed, it's distilled.
I just got to ask you one question. Is there any kind of legal action happening with the Jack Daniels people?
Jack, don't mention that name around me, boy. If you know what's good for your boy.
I noticed it tasted quite a lot like the Jack Daniels.
Tennessee backwards at...
Senor, you should talk about the fundraiser for Jack.
Fester!
Okay, the fundraiser.
What fundraiser,
Juan,
Fester?
You know, if it wasn't for Juan, I would just ramble on and on about Jack Daniels and how that Evan Williams whiskey looks a lot like the Jack Daniels label.
Say it!
And the, it's the age 7 years?
Boy!
Is that, your whiskey's age 7 years, correct? And you've got the big number seven, old number seven, little coincidence there happening. Anyway.
7 years? What are you talking about? 30 days on our whiskey, 7 years. How you make any money if you keep it around for 7 years? I got high turnover down there in Nelson County, Kentucky.
Senor,
okay,
you
so
hear
so
me?
Fundraiser, senor.
Quarter Negro. Got
Shut
that.
Up!
Juan, thank you very much. Anyway.
Who the hell is that doctor?
Nothing like a Mexican to mediate a fight
fucking
between
Spaniard
a black and a white.
Fucking Spaniard kick your black ass, you.
I'm a quarter black, you hear that?
What team do you play for? Oh, you said quarter
what
black.
That?
Okay.
Fundraiser! Fundraiser, senor.
Here to do
all right, Kresge, Aldini. We've got
up
some
on
names
Saturday.
Happening
I'm
here.
I'm the proud sponsor. We're giving away that trip. You hear me, boy?
Okay. Thank you very much, and we're going to get right on
wait
to
Zappa. Wait. Fester, I came in here for a reason.
We'll hear one more thing from you, then we'll
Fester.
Get some Zappa. Okay.
Fester.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I came in here for a reason.
Okay.
Well, I want you guys to know that I came from all the way middle of nowhere, Montana, Kentucky. I meant to say, you know what I mean. Anyway.
Kentucky?
Yeah. You know, I've been talking about it all ever since, you know, I came out here. Now, listen.
I saw you in a bar last summer in Montana. You know,
all right, shut up. I got something to tell. I got something really heavy on my shoulders, and I came here for a reason.
He's not from Kentucky, senor.
No, I'm from Kentucky, and that's not the issue. The issue is...
You have some kind of skeleton in your closet
or something like that? Yeah, that's it. Closets, all kinds. No, big ones,
senor,
little ones, water
senor,
closets, the whole works.
Go to Zappa, senor.
I believe
I'm ready and willing
to freely
come out of the closet is what
Bobby
I'm
Brown,
do right here.
Frank Zappa, WDRK.
I'm coming
Frank
out.
Canyon,
I'm opening up
Montana.
Montana's first and only gay whiskey distillery and maker of five-man suits. Hear me, boy? I'm gay, I'm queer, and I'm proud that I'm here, and you better get used to it, because let me tell you, you dirty rat, I came from the middle of nowhere, Kentucky, and I'm out here in the middle of nowhere, Montana, and I'm a black, negro, faggot, queer boy. You hear me?
Oh, I hear you loud and clear.
I quit, senor.
My God, talking about minorities. Holy smokes. We're in Montana. 88.1 WDRK. Sir, what's happening over there, Juan?
Who cares?
Who cares indeed? Evan, are you still there? Did you hang up on me? No.
I'm here.
Well, you couldn't hang up because you are actually here in the studio. I thought you were a caller for a minute. I don't know why. Anyway,
I'm still here.
My goodness. What a revelation on 88.1 megahertz on the frequency modulation. I don't know what to say. So.
Don't say anything, boy. I just, you know.
All I know is we got to play some Frank Zappa right at this particular time juncture. Here we go.